The Aspen Santa Fe Ballet is in its 20th season. Saturday marks the world premiere of a new piece being performed at the Aspen District Theater. Charisse Barton has always been fascinated by spectacle.
By theater, by large-scale productions, film, Broadway.
Barton's credits sparkle. Her choreography has seen both the grand stages of Broadway in Vegas as well as television screens in L.A., but her backdrop is ballet.
I felt more grounded in the studio than I did anywhere else. And I soon realized over the years that even though I had ventured into these exciting worlds, I needed to return to the studio. I needed it for not only my own sanity, but for my own creativity.
Barton is the new choreographer behind the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet's latest work, Eudaimonia, Greek for happiness. The ballet reflects on Barton's own lifelong search for inner peace. It revolves around the notion that the adrenaline rush brought on by feelings of intense euphoria is fleeting.
It was a big realization for me the day that I realized that that feeling that I would always have when I felt really great after a show or when I was playing with my kids, that happy feeling, I always wanted it to last. And it never did.
It's clear that Barton's vision is resonating with the company. Tom Mossbrooker, artistic director at the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, is happy with the symbiotic relationship Barton and the company have developed. He anticipates that the audience will find the new piece refreshing.
We're still celebrating our 20th anniversary. We have incredible repertoire. We have incredible dancers in the company. I think we're really at a real high point right now.
Also on the ticket this weekend are two modern ballets the company premiered in 2016. Alejandro Cerruto's Little Mortal Jump and Erie Killian's Sleepless. But this weekend, Eudaimonia is the centerpiece of the program. That's because of Barton's fascination with character building.
One of the dancers in my piece, Pete, his role in this piece is he's happiness. He is that idea that I was always holding on to.
When you're in an office space and there's the one guy who's really happy, I think overall that's my guy.
That was Frederick Leo Walker, but everyone calls him Pete. He's been with the company for 2 years and sees how abstract ballets aren't always accessible to audiences. Whereas in Eudaimonia, Walker says that Barton's choreography always reflects on the character's emotions.
As we go throughout the process, I'm starting to learn maybe this happy guy does have a different side. Maybe he does feel something different or is affected by, you know, some of the dancers.
The new work unfolds like a short story, except the only words come from the music, another personal touch Barton has included. The steps in the ballet are clever and minimal, giving a quick nod to the modern ways that humans try to preserve feelings. But the story always comes back to this overarching theme of happiness. Barton explains why.
Happiness is simple, but the way in which we seek it is very complicated, and it's universal.
One way Barton seeks to achieve this is by collaborating with the dancers throughout the entire creative process.
Most choreographers want to choreograph and tailor to the dancer, and I think she's really committing to that. So there's a few steps that I've done since I was a kid, you know, with a lot of breakdancing that she's incorporating.
Walker found ballet as a teenager, but really his big introduction to dance came from learning to breakdance. To showcase his background, Barton added a backspin followed by a kickout to one of his sequences. Although Barton insists her dances are linear, she says that Eudaimonia will always remain up to audience interpretation.
Nobody needs to know exactly what every dancer's journey is or what every little thing means, every little movement. They can make up their own story as they watch it.
After Saturday's show, the company goes on tour, with performances scheduled in Beaver Creek and Denver next weekend. The company will return to the Aspen stage for an encore performance on April 1st. Claire Woodcock, Aspen Public Radio News.